Morning sickness continues with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Before we get to Frosty's small thing that's unappreciated.
Small thing shaming. In a minute or two.
Still got some calls coming in about sexual harassment, and it's Jose calling in. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Morning.
So you get sexually harassed at work all the time?
Oh, man, constantly, dude. I'm a delivery driver, and I go to, like, a lot of hospitals and lawyer offices and stuff, and it's always a group of older ladies come up to me. And they're like, oh, man, look at his muscles. They start grabbing my chest and my arms, and I'm just, like, awkwardly standing there all red. It happens all the time.
Can you imagine?
You can't do that. Yeah.
Group of guys, one more comes into the package, they start like, grabbing her chest and her arms.
Yeah, I was like, imagine if this was the other way around, and the one lady goes, well, do it. Go ahead. And I was just like, no, I'm good.
I guess maybe at past 70, you're like, who cares? No one's going to touch me in forever. I don't care what
you women have that sense of I'm untouchable card, where it's like they demand certain respects, but they will never, but they don't feel like they have to give it at all.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you go to a strip club, and women like out there just, you know, totally grabbing on everything. The women go crazy at bachelorette parties and strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But guys have rules, and we know, okay, this is the etiquette of this particular establishment. But women go nuts.
I wonder if old women are just flirting with you, or do you think if you actually reciprocated the groping and grabbing, would it end up in the bedroom, hoppity-floppity, humpity-bumpity, or would they go, what are you doing, sir?
I bet with these old ladies, they would. He's a young stud.
All right, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to the Dirty Heads at the Wheel Turn November 22nd, okay?
Sweet. Thanks, Frank.
There you go, Jose. You stay on hold. We'll hook you up, brother.
Well, a woman has shamed her new fiancé. Because he whipped out something sort of so embarrassingly small, she couldn't possibly accept him or that thing. And she put photos of it online, asking for people's opinion. Do you think this is too small? Should I be happy with this? Photo time. Engagement ring. Small engagement ring. She said this is too small. She dug the receipt out of the trash.
Oh, my God.
What? Run.
Here's a copy of the receipt. Photo time. It was 1,800 euros, happened in Europe, which is about $2,200 American.
Okay.
So $2,200 ring, which is a decent-sized
ring,
right?
For a ring, yeah.
But she says she happens to know that he makes six figures, and if this is all he thinks of me, I deserve better.
Oh, my God. Run.
And she puts it online to shame the guy. Here's a guy whose fiancé, who proposed. He's in love with her. Drops down to the knee. He's not protesting Trump or whatever. He drops the knee to propose and gives her the ring, and then she shames him because it's too small and too cheap. And it's still $2,000, which is not cheap.
And if he murdered her, at least it'll still be on her side.
There you go. And then she goes online assuming that people are going to support her in that.
That's a tough one.
I think he deserves better.
He should get out.
What an eye opener for him. Get the hell out. Take the ring back.
That's probably a good test, too, for guys. Get the real ring you're going to give her. Get that. Put that aside. Propose with a smaller ring and see if...
What do you mean the real ring? How about you give her that?
I'm saying that.
This is the real ring, but go down to Dollar Tree
and
get and see if she's twist like, tie. Yes, this is beautiful. I don't care about it. I love you. I want to marry you.
The twist tie seems too cliche. Oh, yeah. That obviously, there's a real ring someplace. But if you got that and you go, oh, put the real ring back here, like there is some kind of validity to how much I love you and the size of the ring. Well, oh, that little thing was a joke. I love you way more than that. Here's the real ring. This is how much I really love you. No. Give her that, and she shuts up.
Right.
Sorry, Lisa.
It is a waste, kind of a waste of
it
money.
It is, isn't it?
Like, let's
use it for a down payment on a house or whatever, a new condo or something.
I mean, I think he got ripped off. $2,200, and it is a tiny ring. I mean, look at the size of her finger. I mean, you can see, like, every little wrinkle on her finger.
This isn't actual size. I blew it up on the 8x10 paper, Frank. Her finger isn't
really. No, but I mean the size of her finger compared to the diamond. It is a pretty small diamond. I think he got ripped off. She should be going back to the jeweler pissed off to go, I think you ripped off my man.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of women who probably take to the jeweler to see how many, is this real? What would this go for? How many carats? Is it a pure ring? Is it cheap? Is it something from QVC? And then they make some judgment.
How does she even know how much he makes? I happen to know he makes six figures.
Don't know, but she says she does. She knows he makes, you know, six figures, and she deserved more than a $2,000 ring, which I find. When I said twist tie, I didn't mean an actual twist tie. What I would do if this is the best ring that I can afford, and I'm like, Heidi, I would not spend $20,000 on a ring. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If
Unless I make it's a giant onion ring.
Yes.
Like one of the towers, like to the sky. $20,000 onion ring tower.
But I go down to Kmart and get the cheapity $99 ring.
Right.
And say, honey, will you marry me? And that's what I would present. And look right at her eyes, their face, and see the reaction. And if I get an instant recoiling in horror and a snarling lip, you know what? Snap, close, forget it. Bye.
Well, it's probably because you're standing by her car and she's just the waitress and you don't even have a relationship with her.
I'll have the pancakes with extra syrup and, oh, by the way, will you marry me? What's your name? Lulu. Lulu, will you marry me?
I've been calling you Miss Perkins this whole time.
Lulu's still
Now we know each other.
Oh, Marie Callender, will you be my wife?
Can I get a taste of that pie?
Now, that's kind of a good pickup line. I like that
one. What, a Marie Callender waitress? Yeah, try that today, Frosty. What kind of pie you got in them hoes? Sweaty?
Security!
I'll
Sir,
take
gonna,
it.
We're going to have you removed from
Thick
the rest.
Thick slices.
Yeah, okay,
pie.
It's
a sweetie.
Sweetie pie.
Come on down to sweaty pie. They screwed up.
Sweaty pie. It's a horrible name for a strip club.
Or the best name ever.
I think it's great. I'm going to copyright that.
Sweaty Pie Pie Company?
Yeah, why not? Half people here can't spell. The other thing is funny. If you can spell, it's funny. If you can't spell, you don't know. So it's a win-win.
I just love your sweaty pie. Want to try my sweaty pie?
Yeah, going back to being attractive and getting special treatment where you don't get accused of sexual harassment because it's invited. It's like you're almost flattered when someone's attractive and they're flirting with you. It's like, well, made me feel good about myself.
Still got it.
Thank you so much. I saw this story, a feel-good story, but it made me think that this girl has to be smoking hot. She's 28 years old out of North Carolina named Brandy.
Brandy.
She's a fine girl, I bet.
What a good wife you would be.
Yeah.
She was in a head-on collision.
Oh, maybe not.
And then her car caught fire, and she was struggling to get out because her ankle was broken in the crash.
Hot Brandy.
But luckily, the guy who was driving behind her saw it happen, and he immediately jumped in for help. His Staff Sergeant Corey Hinkle, he was on his way home from the National Guard base there in Charlotte. He'd been in combat in Iraq, so he's used to the high-stress situations. And he pulled Brandy out of the car, got her to the side of the road, and then apparently the heat from the fire caused the shocks of her car to basically start exploding, and pieces of metal start flying everywhere. But none of them hit Brandy because Corey used his own body to shield her from
Whoa.
It. And he told her she'd be okay because if it was going to hit her, it would have to go through me first.
Wow.
Well, one piece of shrapnel did catch him in the ankle, but his army boots stopped it, so he just ended up with a swelling and a bad bruise. And other than her broken ankle, Brandy's doing fine. There's a picture. It says, here's a picture of them of Corey visiting her in the hospital. I thought, she's got to be smoking hot. And she is not.
Oh, she's not?
So, yeah, there's real heroes out there. Because I think that I wouldn't help people unless they're attractive.
That's horrible.
It's terrible.
You know, when you see, you know, like the trauma and everything going on in the news right now and people needing help, that if I was over there helping somebody that wasn't attractive and I saw somebody over there who needed help who was attractive, I'm like, all right, I think you're doing fine. You're okay. You stay here. And I'd run over and I'd help the attractive person.
That's Darwinian, like procreation of the species. The attractive and the strong get together and...
Hot triage.
Yeah, you can't help that. It's cellular.
Well.
Well, that's kind of a horrible ending to that story. I thought it was going to be a touching story of...
Well, that is touching.
Well, not really.
Well, it is a story of a true hero. And yeah. He just didn't do it because she was hot.
Yeah, well.
See, her name's Brandy.
And the car was on fire, so it's like heated Brandy.
I saw the cars in front of me just slam into each other and dust and smoke go everywhere. At that time, another gentleman had come up and helped me get her to the side of the road.
As the fire continued to spread in my car, the shock started to explode, and there was hot debris coming at us, and he shielded me with his body and said that it would have to go through him to get to me.
It's a belief in humanity that I have. I have a wife and two daughters. It's just, she's married, she has two children. I hope that if my wife was ever in the same situation that someone would stop and do the exact same thing.
He's amazing, and I would just like to thank him. I'll forever be indebted to him. He's a true hero.
Well, oh, when a woman says she's forever indebted to you, you know what that means.
I'm getting clinging vine.
I'm getting a little sweaty pie over here listening to that story.
There's the sound like...
From the sea.
There's another story that I'm thinking, this guy, hero, but it turned around for him so much that he can have sex with anybody he wants to. A couple in Canada was taking some wedding photos after their ceremony. So this guy just got married when the groom saw a little kid fall in a river. So he jumped down there in his tuxedo into the river and saved this child.
Wow.
Now, you know, he could have had every bridesmaid there that day, and even everybody who attended.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's like, damn it, I just got married.
Oh. Maybe I get the pass.
Damn.
Why not?
Do you have a picture of him saving the little kid? Yeah, I was like this. Look at this. Why don't you give me pictures that are postage stamps? She can't see anything. Am I just getting that old?
All right, let's see this guy.
Can you see it?
No.
You can't see it. Oh, there it is. Look at him.
Oh, man.
Save little kid. Now, you think that make you a little sweaty pie there, Heidi?
Oh, I got sweaty pie. Yep.
I'd be worried if I was ruining my shoes.
See?
You know,
you're never going to get
wore my good shoes,
pie,
and now I'm in the river, and they're all ruined.
Oh, hero stories.
Wow, seriously.
You could have staged that.
Would you have jumped in, Frosty, to save a kid?
No.
Would you have covered this woman's body with yours?
No.
It'll have to go through
me. I'm sorry, I'm a big chicken. And he's got game, and he said the perfect thing, but that's not me in that situation. If I see a burning car, I'm running the other way. I'm sorry. It's self-preservation kicks in with me. I'm a burning chicken is what I am. Ow, 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 hot, hot, ouch, ouch. And good, I'm glad there's heroes in the world because it ain't me. There were no heroes around to save the woman in Austria who was abused and groped so much that she has been completely destroyed, they say. Her body parts removed.
What?
Because at a convention, so many men hopped at her lap, felt her up, groped her all over. She was, quote, heavily soiled by the men. Mounted her, felt her breasts, legs, arms, causing her to break down. Now she's physically in pieces. Being destroyed.
That's not a woman.
She's a sex robot.
Oh. Oh.
Samantha, the sex robot. One of those expensive ones that's supposed to look and feel. And
no, Samantha's the new one. Samantha's actually can communicate with you and have a happy time for herself.
Samantha, this is the Samantha, the sex bot.
Uh-huh. I saw
on
the news.
Really? So she can actually, she's artificially intelligent, right? She can communicate with you. She can talk to you.
You can talk to her. And then she also has a family mode. So instead of, you don't have to hide her in your closet. You just set her on the couch, and she reads books to your kids.
Oh, I don't want her to turn into Mary Poppins.
But if you want her to turn off the family mode, then she becomes like Dirty Talk Samantha again. It's like,
Do me, Daddy, long time.
Oh, there's something wrong with that. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Sexbot 5000.
Right.
Do you have that Sexbot 5000? Oh, that's good stuff.
So when a sexbot's there doing her Julie Andrews routine, reading bedtime stories to the kid, you're picturing her when the kids are in bed, what you're going to do to her? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but she's not going to say, oh, I don't want to do that. I just kissed your kids, you know.
God.
So you can flip a switch and have both girls.
Yeah, what you just did to her, now the kids are holding her where you're... Anyway, Samantha, the sex robot, was roaming around talking to visitors. They can walk. I guess they walk. They talk. She gives out warm hugs. She asks how you are. Based on how you respond, her artificial intelligence has other responses she gives you. And when it comes to sex, she even alters her breathing and her movements to mirror yours.
Wow.
So as they had her on display, so many guys hopped up on her to do whatever they did. She was completely destroyed by 600 men at the exhibit. Her breasts, they say, were completely destroyed.
Destroyed?
But they say all I can say was the software. The body itself was just ravished by these men who were flopping all over her to convince
her. Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Wouldn't you hate to be the guy in that picture? 600 men were there, and they got you. Feeling the boob on Samantha's sex bot.
She does look real. I mean, kind of plasticine, but in a real sort of way.
Can you imagine what they're going to look like in 50 years?
Yeah, this is like the prototype.
You would, they're just going to look like us.
It's going to be like Westworld and Ex Machina.
Right, you have no idea.
These are for sale. They've sold 15 of these. If you want the beta model, they are for sale. $4,000, $4,000.
That'll be even cheaper in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you know, VCRs came out, they were like $1,000 in microwaves.
Yep, right.
Can you imagine how much sex bots will be? $100.
You can get them at Costco. They're just... well, you walk by and you're like, all right, what do you, I'm at Costco. What do you want? Yeah, they have blonde ones. Do you want a blonde one or no?
No, they'll have the sex box serve little hors d'oeuvres that they're cooking up over there, like little pizza pockets and stuff. And if you want to buy her and take her home, she's a sex doll. What, Eric? You got your finger in the air.
Yeah, I found a bunch of the sex bot calls where Heidi called various people in the building and pretended to be a sex robot. I've got the promotion staff. I've got Keith, our boss. I've got the head of sales. And I've got the late, great George, the quarterman, the doorman.
Oh,
all right, let's hear some of our old bits. Sex bot 5000.
All right, here's her calling the promotions department.
Hello.
Hello.
To who am I speaking?
Who's this?
This is Sexbot 5000. Congratulations. You have won a free voucher. One night, making all of your desires come true. Let's begin.
Did you put her on hold?
They just put her on hold.
Nothing. I got nothing.
All right, then who's next?
Here is the head of the sales department.
Vernon.
Is this Vernon?
This is Vernon. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations. You have won one free voucher with Sexbot 5000, making all of your desires come true. Let's begin.
I couldn't get any play.
All right, who's next?
All right, here's how our boss Keith reacted to the Sexbot 5000.
Hi, it's Keith.
Hello.
Hello?
Congratulations. You have won a free voucher with Sexbot 5000, making all of your desires come true. Let's begin. What is your favorite sexual position?
Oh, he made it the furthest, though.
Oh, my God.
All right, then we called George Quartermain, our long-lost doorman.
Cumulus Radio, how may I help you?
Hello, is this George?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You have won one night free voucher with Sexbot 5000, making all of your desires come true. Let's begin. What is your favorite sexual position?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm at work now. I can't do that. Sorry.
Did you say reverse cowgirl? Archiving. Do you prefer men or women lovers?
Well, could you call me later? I can't do this now. I'm at work. Sorry.
Computing.
Call me later.
Hey, yeah. I've never heard that.
Call me later.
Oh, my God.
All right. Lisa, man, what's going on in traffic right now?